Now the windup, the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball. That's 13 strikeouts, a new Nationals opening day record for Mackenzie Gore. He'll depart the mound to a standing ovation on the first base side. Six one-hit shutout innings for Gore against the Phillies.
Only six pitchers in Major League Baseball have more strikeouts than Mackenzie Gore of the Nationals this season, who was an all-star. He's got a 3.5 ERA, and he is cruising toward what could be his first 200 strikeout season of his career. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. The trade deadline in Major League Baseball is coming up on Thursday. The Nats have already made a trade. It was a good trade, by the way. They flipped Ahmed Rosario, their backup infielder who hits lefties well off the bench, to the New York Yankees for a 26-year-old pitcher named Clayton Beter, who's a former second-round pick, who has really good stuff. Throws 96 miles an hour with a good breaking ball. He's in AAA as a reliever right now. He's a former starter. But he's a guy that in the minor leagues has had huge strikeout numbers. He just walks too many guys. And if you could fix that, you could actually add, at worst, a really good major league reliever, and at best, maybe a guy you could slide back in to the rotation. But Danny, it's exactly what they should be doing.
100%.
Rosario's a free agent to be. He's on your bench. This is a lost season. So you flip him for a lottery ticket, teenager in the Dominican Summer League who's hitting the cover off the ball, and a 26-year-old big league-ready reliever, and you're going to see Beter this year. So like the more of that, the better. And some of the other guys they could trade that aren't bolted down that are free agents to be include Josh Bell, Mike Soroka. They could dip into that pool if they want to. They also have a veteran that is under contract for next year that is tradable in Nathaniel Lowe, and they'll shop him and possibly move him. But what I'm more interested in, Danny, because we know Kyle Finnegan, we know Josh Bell,
yep.
And I would even throw Soroka into that mix. Like, they're very tradable, and there's no reason not to. There's not much of an argument not to trade those guys. What about Mackenzie Gore? And I was on with the Junkies this morning from training camp, and even on the sideline, talking about Terry McLaurin and the Commanders, they brought up Gore a few days ahead of the deadline. Because this is, it's not just about him, is it? You know?
Right.
This is so much.
In a vacuum, you could have a great sports conversation about it.
Totally.
This ain't a vacuum.
So much bigger than that, though.
Mm-hmm.
He is this lefty that they got in the Juan Soto deal. And the whole point of the Juan Soto deal was to reboot the organization for your next wave. And if you're not keeping the guys that you got when you traded Soto for those guys, someone could say, and David Aldridge did to me today on the sideline of practice, then what in the heck is the point? Like, what are you doing if you can't keep the guys you get for Soto? But in the case of Gore, he's turned into a top 10 pitcher in the division, you know, a top 20 pitcher in the league probably. He is an all-star. He had an unbelievable year. He's got really high upside. He's not a true ace, but he's a number one for you and a number two probably for a World Series caliber team. And there's going to be a lot of people that would want him. And if you traded him right now, they get three postseasons out of him. They get this playoffs plus two more full years before he hits free agency. If the Nats keep him, they would have that ability to have him for the rest of this season and two seasons after that. But it doesn't look like they're close to being a playoff team next year. You might get one postseason out of him if you start spending money right away and everything goes well in his final year. And so the idea for me is to flip him now to get the most return possible. If he wasn't advised by Scott Boras, I wouldn't say this. If I didn't think he was leaving immediately in free agency as soon as he hits the market, I wouldn't say this. But I do think he's going to. And I think you get 33% more on your return now than if you wait until this offseason and you trade him with two postseasons left instead of three. And so it's simple. I'm getting the best package possible. I don't care if it's in the division or not. I'll trade him to whoever wants him for the most that I can get back. And I think that would be a really good haul of prospects, including maybe a close to big league ready, high-end pitching prospect. And I think they should do it. It's painful. But the complicated part that I brought up, that it's not just about him.
Right.
The fans that watch.
How many kicks?
Rendon and Soto and Harper and Schwarber and Turner. And, so, you know, I think I named them all, but whoever else,
right,
walk out the door. Now you're going, you got to be kidding me. The next group we're doing this with as well, and you're going to lose some people that are going to the ballpark and paying for season tickets.
Yeah, you are Pirates, Royals, Marlins, Rays without the success of the Rays. Yeah, I mean, it's not just in a vacuum, because from a baseball sense, the team isn't close. What I would do in a very, very basic way is, what's my target year? When am I going to be good? If I have players that aren't going to be here when my target year arrives, I'm trading them. That's you guys would hate me as a GM, but so that would include Nathaniel Lowe. That includes guys that are even beyond this year because I can get something. My target year is not this year, and it's not next year. It's probably 2027. If I've got guys that won't be here for that, no matter how good and young and fun and ascending they are, I know Mackenzie Gore's not resigning the same way I knew Juan Soto wasn't resigning, so I'm getting what I can. The best time to trade Mackenzie Gore, never. The second best time is right now. So, yeah, that's something that I would do. But knowing what this fan base has already gone through with the rep that I've established as this organization, and none of that is Mike DiBartolo's fault, by the way, specifically. I mean, you turn in the report to his superiors, and they can accept it, reject it, whatever. But the way the organization is going and is gone, it looks like it's just another move about frugality. It doesn't appear to be a baseball move. It is a good baseball move, but how many of those can you take that doesn't end up you retaining somebody, right? A good baseball move sometimes is signing Daniel Murphy or acquiring a player that would start on a first division team and not hope that Paul DeJong fetches something at the trade deadline as you rejuvenate his career from the bargain bin DVD section. So, you know, to me, this from a baseball perspective is 100% right on. Just knowing what this fan base has gone through, though, I don't know how they could do it.
So I think you have to do the right thing, and you got to let the chips fall where they may. And you got to count on the fan base to respond when you win. And this helps you to win sooner. I think you always have to make the right decision, whether it's Terry McLaurin with Adam Peters right now, and people think you're wrong, and they're screaming at you as you're walking to the practice field, and they're telling you what they would do and how they should do it, and we're talking on talk radio. We don't have all the information. We don't know what they know, right? And in this case, from a baseball standpoint, I think it's no different. You've got to make the best decision for your org. They know internally how good of a chance they have to keep Mackenzie Gore in a couple of years. My opinion is, from what I've heard, it's very, very slim. And if that is the case, then to me, this is a no-brainer. Will season tickets drop off? Yes. Will some of the people that are super plugged into the Nats swear them off? Absolutely. But if you flip, I'm just making this up, but Mackenzie Gore to the Mets and you get Jonah Tong back, their top pitching prospect, in a deal with Jet Williams and a couple of guys, then when Tong is Gore in a couple of seasons, people are going to watch him. Nobody's going to never come back to the team if you're competitive and you're winning. So you always have to do the thing that gives you the best chance to win. And I think in this case, this is it. I would trade him. I would trade him sooner rather than later. It's more likely, in my opinion, that you move him this offseason with 2 years left of control, and you'll still do well at that time. But I would try to trade him right here and right now at this moment.